Okay, good evening, everybody. I'd like to start on time. I thank you all, Baruch Hashem, for showing up on time. This is the 10th yard site of my Holy Father, Yosef Nissim ben Yecheskel. This is unique this year. Unfortunately, I'm also in the year of Avelus for my mother, Harini Kaporos Mishkova, Chana Bas Meir Avram. And I say this year, Leilu Nishmas, both of their holy neshamas, I would absolutely not be capable of being here tonight to say Yeshir if it wasn't through essentially 100% their efforts, the zechusim of their parents. And I hope that this shir brings both of them and Aliyah to their neshamas, and should be Yemitz Hashem, should be nachas to them. Children always want to give their parents nachas. So I hope in Shemayim they're shepping nachas, Yiddish nachas, and the Divrei Torah that we learn should be a wonderful Aliyah for their neshama. I just want to thank the, quote, sponsors of this year. Thank Rabbi Billy, Rabbi Axelrod Shlita, for always being the host for this for these 10 years now. I thank Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe Shlita, the Rosh Mesifta, the Menahel of Mesifta Teres Yaakov, who's here tonight. And thank you so much always for coming and co-sponsoring. And Rabbi Lefkowitz Shlita, who, Mitz Hashem, should have a refuah shleima. We're learning he's here tonight, should have a refuah shleima. Also, thank him for all of his support and encouragement, and these three wonderful mostos, the Young Israel, Anshei Chesed, and Mesifta Teres Yaakov, are co-sponsoring tonight's shiur. So as we've done over the years, we pick a very small piece of the Haggadah. For Klein Ohr through 10 years, we've probably gotten through about 10 or 15 paragraphs of the Haggadah. And tonight we'll focus where we left off last year, which I know all of you remember exactly where we left off. For the one or two that may be not remembering, B'chol Dor V'Dor, right before the Hallel. We have one other paragraph. I don't think we're going to get to Hallel tonight, so don't get your hopes up. We're going to do too much. I always tell people that you shouldn't feel constricted to say the Veritloch that we say, or Davar Torah, only in the paragraph that it's connected to. Mitzvah L'saper, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is all night long at any point in time, and any good vart, anything that will be interesting, and anything that will especially interest the children. The Mesorah of the Seder is probably foremost a passage of our wonderful story, legacy, history, Mesorah to our children. So anything that will spice it up and make it more interesting for the children is certainly appropriate and kedai to say at any point in the Seder. You don't have to follow up. This Divrei Torah must be said in this paragraph. You can say it whenever you want. So if there's anything that's pleasing you like to say over Gesundheit, you can say it over whenever you want. I checked this out. Everybody like a kula. You're allowed to talk during the meal and say over Divrei Torah during the meal as well. And we even learned that you're supposed to stay up after the Seder and say over Divrei Torah. So if you didn't find the time to say something that I'm saying that you like, you can still say it after the Seder too. So I won't go to the beginning of B'chol Dor V'Dor, because you all obviously remember every word I said on this last year. So we'll just start off with a beautiful word from the Agudas Ezov, just to remind people. The Agudas Ezov is part of a wonderful, phenomenal Haggadah called the Beis Aaron, which was written by Hashem Yimkom Domom, a tzaddik who was killed during the Shoah, and he wrote this in the Warsaw Ghetto, and he wrote this, it was buried, and it was found afterwards, 13 Perushim, each of them in a certain style, on the Haggadah. So this is a phenomenal Haggadah, and I always love to say over Divrei Torah, in his holy memory as well. And he brings down over here a very important idea. It says, Liros etz Atzmo. What's this Atzmo? You have to view or visualize yourself as if you came out of Mitzrayim. He says a phenomenal idea. He says, normally we're mechuyev to do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, you're mechuyev to do a mitzvah. That's why you do it. He says, Leil Sipur, Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is different than all other mitzvahs. He says, you're not doing this mitzvah because God said, go and tell over the mitzvah. Of course we are. It's a mitzvah daraisa, to be mesaper. You got to call a bincha, to be mesaper, sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. But he says, that's not the reason why you're doing it. Each person has to view himself. He says, ein ikar hasheva. It's not the essential praise to tell God, thank you for getting me out, because you told me I have to say. You tell your kids, say thank you. Well, thank you. Okay. It teaches the midos. That's not really teaching them to say thank you. That teaches them, mom said to say thank you. I can't get another candy until I say thank you to the guy. I'll say thank you. That's not Shevach V'Hodah. That's listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Shevach V'Hodah. We have to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, it's a phenomenal idea. He says, call me Shalom Omar. If somebody doesn't say over here, Ika Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, may Atzmo, from yourself, that you're actually believing and feeling that you came out of Mitzrayim tonight, on the night of the Seder. B'li shum tzivoy v'yisarus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not simply because God said we have to tell over the mitzvah tonight. But we should feel so thankful. If somebody gives you a big present, somebody gives you something wonderful, you don't have to be told, I need to thank that person because, you know, in the code book of ethics, it says if somebody does you a favor, you say thank you. That's not why we're saying thank you and giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch on this night. We're giving praise because we just were freed. We're supposed to imagine ourselves, Liros es atzmo, like we actually got freed. And he said, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Unless you feel it, unless you truly express this Shevach Lihodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this night. And that's, he says, the word Atzmo comes to teach us this. We have to do this not because Hashem commanded us to. Yes, that is the mitzvah. But because we truly feel like we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to reach that level and accomplish that. Then we yotzei the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the proper way of being the sapper on the story. He adds on an interesting idea in the parish called the Dvar Aaron. And he says, seeing is better than hearing. And he says, Eino dome shmiya l'ri'ya. Liro says atzmo. You have to really see yourself. You have to visualize. I mentioned many times in the past, people do all sorts of customs at the Seder. Sfaidim especially have the custom. They walk around with the afikoman on their back. To truly symbolize. We do dipping to represent this. We red wine to represent that. There are a lot of things at the Seder to make us liros, to actually visualize. You close your eyes and you see us leaving Mitzrayim on this night. That's the idea he expresses in the Dvar Aaron. Liros is Atzmo. Shmiya, yeah, hear about it. It's a very nice story. This wonderful miracle that happened. Hearing is not the same thing. Seeing is believing. And that's part of the reasoning why he brings down the Mechilta, says over here, Liros es Atzmo. He adds, and he says, there is no such thing as true Simcha over here. He says, unless you over here have Yeshua Shel Acherim. It can't be my personal leaving Mitzrayim. It has to be with Klal Yisrael. If you're happy and the rest of Klal Yisrael is not, he says, that's also not the Simcha. That's not the true Yeshua over here. And you have to express this over here. Ki'ilu hu yotza. You have to go. You didn't go out by yourself. God didn't make all the miracles for one person. Although we'll see later on, there is an idea that everybody should visualize it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all these individual nisim just for you and yourself. But he says you have to visualize all of Klal Yisrael leaving. It's not enough if you just say, I got out. But the whole family, you have to look around the table. Look around everybody at the Seder and say, we all left tonight. That's the idea that he expresses over here. The word bitseisi mi Mitzrayim. Bitseisi, if you went to BTA, you may not know this. If you went to certain other yeshivas, you may know this. Bitseisi is Lashon Hoveh. It's present. Bitseisi, he's taking us out right now. So the Dvar Aaron in his parish over here, he says two ideas. Tomid tzorich lios b'madrega, all throughout the Seder, throughout the year, ideally. Ki'ilu ba'atzmo yotza. Bitseisi, right now. He is medayik from the word bitseisi. Not that yesterday he took us out, Yitzias Mitzrayim in the past, but bitseisi, right now we're going out. Expression number one. Number two, he says the word li. Bavur zeh also li. God did this for me. So Shma Mino, he says, you see from the word Bishvili Nasu Kol Anisim. The person has to go, and we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is, you know, flip sides of the same coin. It says the person always has to say Bishvili because of me, God made the world. At the same time, you have to say Anochi Ofer Vefer, I'm nothing. So a hard balancing act. Person has to say, I'm a gurnisht, and at the same time he has to say, I'm the entire reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. I mentioned many times, I heard from Rav Shach to Shlita, that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with one Adam. There were many cows, there were many fish that were made. It wasn't one mama fish and all the other fish came from that fish. It wasn't one cow and all the other cows came from that. He created thousands of cows at the same time. One of them. And that's the Gemara expresses the idea, Bishvili Nivra Olam. Every person should view that the whole world is created for a single individual, and that individual is us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. He took me out of Mitzrayim. Not everybody else, just me out of Mitzrayim, of course, with everybody else. That's the gratitude that we have to have. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a personal nais for you, Bavur Zeh Oso Li, God did all of this just for little old me. That's the tremendous Hakaras HaTov that we have to have to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. In his commentary, the Pe'er Aharon, is the most favorite one. That's the Gematria commentary that he has. And again, he did this without a computer. He did this without anything. He brings down a beautiful idea. He says, also Hashem Li in Gematria is exactly 441. He says, Rashi tells us in Parashas Vo'era that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim is because of the mid of Emes. Emes is 441. Also Hashem Li, God did this for me because of Emes. He's true to his word. He told Avram Avinu, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. Your children are going to be in a difficult Mitzrayim. He promised them, I'll take them out. Emes, his word is Emes. That's a midah that we have to try to emulate. If we say something, we have to mean it. Also Hashem Li, Emes. God did this to me because God is Emes. 1,000% truth. Everybody knows the famous word MS is all base letters. There's no single standing letter. Sheker, every letter comes to a point that is standing on a flimsy leg. MS is all flat. It's a sturdy, strong base. MS goes from Aleph to Mem, the middle, to Tav at the end. MS is complete and throughout. You can't be an MS-dicker guy at work and not an MS-dicker guy in the house, or vice versa. In shul, I always tell the truth. At work, I stretched. MS is throughout. That's the midah that we have to learn for this. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu treat us? Because he's MS. And we have to try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a mitzvah that we have to do to try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the gematria of Asa Hashem Li is MS, 441. He brings down another idea over here. This double lashon at the end of this paragraph. Leman havi osanu, in order that you should take us into Eretz Yisrael, in order to give us the land. That's this double expression, this double lashon over here. You bring us into the land to give us the land. So he has two very interesting ideas. So he says, number one, they're referring to the two times that we were given Eretz Yisrael. There was Kiddush HaRishona, when we came in with Yoshua, the first time we entered Eretz Yisrael. And then there's Kiddush HaShniya, when we came in after the destruction of the first base, Amigdash, Ezra, Sofer, Nehemiah, they brought us into Eretz Yisrael after the 70 years of Galus Babel, and they rebuilt the base, Amigdash. That's called the Kedusha Shnia. So he's alluding to both of those times that we came into Eretz Yisrael. Now there's a machlokas about this, but he bases this, he's paskas over the first time we got it, Kedusha Rishona, Kitcher L'Shaita, V'lo L'Yosid Lavo. It was a temporary Kedusha. Again, there's machlokis about this on both the first and the second base of Mikdash. The first time we went to Eretz Yisrael, while we were there, it had Kedusha. Nebuch, when Nebuchadnezzar, Russia, destroyed the base of Mikdash, it destroyed the Kedusha that was there. The Kedusha left. And it had to be reinstituted by Ezra at the times of the Bayi Sheni. So that's the first. He brought us into the land, but it wasn't permanent. Then, it says afterwards, Loseis Lanu Es Aretz, that's a permanent giving to us of the land. That's why they had this double lashon. He brought us into land, but then he took us out. But then you gave us the land on a permanent basis. That's one explanation he gives for the double lashon. Second one he brings down from a sefer called the Dvar Yohonasan. The Dvar Yohonasan says a beautiful idea, so contemporary, so appropriate throughout all the generations. He says, you want to get Eretz Yisrael, you got to go there and get it. Havi Osanu, you're going to Eretz Yisrael? Oh, no, son, I'm giving it to you. But you got to want it. You got to go and take it. It's not a theoretical abstract. Someday you'll get Eretz Yisrael if you sit here and do nothing. You have to make it happen. You have to show your desire for Eretz Yisrael. The person has to take every advantage. Today we live in a world, I said the other day, it's 50 years since Yerushalayim. This year is the 50th anniversary of the coming into our hands of Yerushalayim. It's not fully there, by no means. But we have something that we can say that nobody else can say. We say, Lashon HaBav Yerushalayim. They said it as a total theoretical abstract. We can't say it in the way that we want to say it. Lashon HaBav Yerushalayim doesn't mean next year at the plaza or the Imbal. It means next year with the base HaMikdash rebuilt. But at least we can go to the plaza and the Imbal. I don't own stock in any of them. I don't get any of your royalties for mentioning their names. But that idea, if we go to Eretz Yisrael, if we take Eretz Yisrael, if we want Eretz Yisrael, God says, I'm more than happy to give it to you. It's a normal psychological relationship. When a person goes, and demonstrates a desire for something, the person who's giving it is very happy to give it to them. Somebody says, wow, that's really a beautiful thing. I had an aunt. I also learned this year in her memory. It's her 10th yard site also last month. My Aunt Berta, Bluma Sheva Bas Yecheskel. If anybody ever mentioned to her that they liked something in her house, it was yours. Yeah, there's no way, you know. Oh, that's a nice table. You got to take it. That's the way she was. That's what this pasuk is telling us over here. You want Eretz Yisrael? What we got to do is take it. But you got to want it. And that's the double lashon over here. Hashem's only too happy to give it to us. But we have to want it. We have to demonstrate our desire for Eretz Yisrael. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about the gula shleima meira. That concludes what I wanted to say about this paragraph, B'chol Dar V'Dar, catching up still from last year. Now we'll learn a whole new paragraph tonight. I don't think we'll get beyond that. L'fikach. Many people have the custom to raise the glass. When you're holding a glass in your hand, you're showing the importance of something. Many people have the custom that they hold the glass of wine in the hand when they say this. There's an interesting idea that's brought down that this is actually a bracha. There's two ideas that are brought down from various mefarshim over here. Brings down for us Ruyuchim Levavitz, Zatzal, the great Magichir from Mir Yeshiva. He says as follows. He says over here that this is the concept. I think I'm mixing it up in terms of who said this. It may not have been Ruyuchim. So he brings down an idea. May not be saying it over in the right. Shame Omro. Say over the Davu Shame Omro. You read about the Gula, so I hope I'm not causing the Gula not to be brought, but it's such a great Vart. So he says that the Lefikach, you're holding the coast, is instead of the bracha, she'asa nisim la'avoseinu by yomim lohem bazman hazeh. If you ever wondered why we don't say that bracha, we say it by Chanukah, we say it by Purim, she'asa nisim la'avoseinu. We just did in the halacha yomis, in the Mishnah Berurah yomi that I have the Baruch Hashem, the zchus to say. So we just learned these brachas. When you see a makom of an ace, you go to a place, you see any of the nisim that are mentioned in the Tanakh, you make a bracha with full shem u'malchus. Baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, sha'as an ace, la'avoseinu b'makom hazeh. A real bracha. We say sha'as an nisim la'avoseinu, by yomim lohem bezman hazeh. We say it by other holidays. Why don't we say it by Pesach night? So he wants to suggest that the bracha lefikach that we say over here with the coast raised is instead of that bracha. It fulfills the same idea of that bracha. You go through the text of the paragraph, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Sha'asa Nisim to say this bracha, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we're supposed to, I think, I'm adding this on my own, but you're supposed to imagine yourself that you're leaving Mitzrayim. So you're, so to say, imagining that you're in the place where the nace happened. When a person goes to the place where a nace happened, he has to say the bracha, Sha'asa Nisim. So therefore, I think maybe that's a little bit the idea. He says, why you don't say the bracha with the lefikach that you say now. Another idea that's brought down is that it's not the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. This is the bracha on Hallel. Everybody asks the famous question. We don't say a bracha on Hallel. Many people have the custom, they say the bracha in Shul. By Davin Marv, they say a full Hallel with the bracha. That's the custom by many. Some don't. Elu ve'elu. So we don't say it the night of Hallel. So a standard answer is because we have an interruption in between. But some want to suggest that this lefikach, and you should have in mind when you're picking up the coast for lefikach, that this is the bracha on Hallel. The next paragraph right afterwards is Hallel. So this is the bracha on Hallel. That's the kavana that some of the posts can say you should have in mind when you say this bracha of lefikach. What exactly does this lefikach actually mean over here? What's it going on? So he brings down, and this is from Rabbi Weingartner's Seder, Seder Aruch, a beautiful Haggadah, three-volume Haggadah, which I've also used many, many times in the past, a wonderful, wonderful Haggadah called Seder Aruch by Weingartner, Shlita, which is a Likud collection of wonderful ideas from all over, Divrei Chazal, from all sorts of times and places. And he brings down over here, this lefikach is a continuation of B'chol Dar V'Dar from the previous paragraph. It's therefore, based upon what we just said in the previous paragraph, that we said every person has to actually visualize that he came out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, now we're going to go and say Shira. This is the preamble to Hallel. What gives us the right to say Hallel? We normally don't say Hallel on a nace that's done in Chutz Loretz. When you think about it, Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a nace in Eretz Yisrael. There is a fascinating medrash that says that we were actually in Eretz Yisrael. We went out Kanfi in Yisharim. We flew in and ate the Korban Pesach because you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim. So there's a fascinating medrash that says that we flew in on eagle's wings and we went and ate the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim and then we came back to Mitzrayim. Very paladic medrash. So according to that, so then it's not a nace that fully happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. But the simple understanding is Yetzias Mitzrayim was Chutz La'aretz. It was in Mitzrayim. That's why it's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, how can you say Hallel? We don't say Hallel on Nisim that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. We don't say Hallel on Purim. Granted, the Mikra Megillah is called Hallel, but that happened in Shushan Abira. That happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. So we don't say a formal Hallel because we don't have the right to say Hallel, a full formal Hallel on Nisim that occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael. So what gives us the right to say Hallel over here? So he says, Lefikach, therefore, because of what we just said, b'chol dar v'dar, that we're visualizing ourselves, any person that personally undergoes a miracle is allowed to say Hallel. If my parents, grandparents, I heard that they underwent the miracle, I'm allowed to say a bracha in certain situations. I can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I don't have the right to say Hallel if it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael and other parameters and factors as well. But here, it's happening to us. So if it's happening to us, we have the right to say Hallel, even though it's in Chutz La'aretz. That's one idea he expresses. Another idea he says, it's impossible to praise everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves to be praised for. Here we are. We're about to say, Lefikach, Anu Chayovim Lahodos, Lahalo, L'Shabech, L'Fayel, L'Romi, L'Adet. We have many, many Lashonos. As an aside, it's a huge machlokes as to what this paragraph's construction really looks like. There's some that have 7 words of praise, 8 words of praise, 9 words of praise, 10 words of praise, 11 and 12 words of praise. So there are many, many different girsos over here. I'll stick with the standard Haggadah. We'll talk about how many words it has in a moment. But he says, we're giving a lot of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know what we end up saying at the end? The Noma Alafon of Shiru Chadosha. We're not complete with the praise. As many expressions of praise as we have here for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to remember in mind that we can never fully say the words of praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a famous Gemara that tells us one of the Amoraim came in front of Rabbi Chanina. He came in front of Rabbi Chanina and he said to Rabbi Chanina, it could be a Tanna, some was one of the younger Tanoim, Tzurvim or Rabbanan, one of his Talmidim came in front of Rabbi Chanina and he davened Shemon Esrei in front of him. And he started off, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, V'hanorah. And he didn't stop. Kept on going on and on and on and on, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end, he expects to get a big Yashar Kayah from his Rebbe. He davened the best Shemon Esrei ever. And his Rebbe comes up to him afterwards and he says, Rabbi Chanina says, no, why'd you stop? He said, 15 additional praises, whatever additional praises he said. His Rebbe goes over to him and says, how dare you stop? You have the right to stop. We are only allowed to say what Chazal tells us. Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the Gedolim set up these words in Shemoneh Esrei. They set up these words in the Haggadah. We're allowed to say them. But here in the Haggadah, we mention, by the way, God, we know that this doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of the praise for you. The Noma Lefona, we still want to say much, much more praise to you, but we're limited by our human nature. We're limited by our abilities. So don't think for a second that this is the only praise. So this Lefikach over here is telling us there's so much more that we want to say to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just physically not capable of doing so. Please forgive us for not adequately extolling your unbelievable gratitude that we have, the unbelievable gratitude that we have to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for taking us out of Mitzrayim on this night. There's one additional idea that in the Agudas Ezov over here brings down as well. This concept of how can we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, we don't make a bracha over here because it's not a tzivui. We can't be commanded over here. Asher kitchanu mitzosav v'tzivanu. That's not, goes along with the first idea that I started off with. That's not the mission for tonight, to do this out of obligation, out of debt, out of commandment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the time is as follows. We have to be doing this out of hakares hatov. Lo shayach lo marvitz ivanu. The reason why we don't make a bracha over here and we have this other nusach that's a pseudo bracha is because tonight is not a night to do things by rote. God said, you got to do this, we're going to do this. God said, do this, we're going to do that. That's sometimes the way we do our mitzvos. No, it's better than not doing the mitzvos, but it's not optimal, it's not ideal. And he's telling us this paragraph over here was specifically not set up in the form of a standard bracha, sher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, so we can express our own hakaras hatov. This is a point where great gedolim would say, other people would tell stories of their lives. People would tell the stories, my mom, Alel Shalom, Irene Kaparis Mishkova, Holocaust survivor, would tell us the fantastic stories sometimes that she went through when she would talk about it. My father, Oliver Shalom, when he went through Kristallnacht, when he would tell us the horrible things that happened in his life in Germany growing up. So that's a time, this is an opportunity to let people at the Seder, not say over Divrei Torah, but let them say over Shevach, Hakoris HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody has their stories in their families. How they were saved, how relatives came over from Europe, how people managed to get through in the United States, that there was zocha to live here in the United States. They got through the Depression. They got through other tsaros and tragedies. They got through persecutions here, albeit of a different kind. This is a great time to give shevach and odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general, a wonderful opportunity to do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings down over here another idea. He says the tachlis, the essential being of the Seder. Brings down from the Sefer Ma'aseh Hashem, Tachlis Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the essential purpose of going through the Seder? What should be the bottom line outcome of the Seder? Listen to what this Sefer says. Tachlis Yitzias Mitzrayim. The purpose why God took us out of Mitzrayim, Lufarsem, to publicize as Elokuso, that He is the God, He's omnipotent, and He controls the world, and Nimshach Nezeh B'chol Dor V'dor. That omnipotence, that total ownership of everything, the Borei Olam, was not a one-time event. Or Api Karsim that used to say, God created the world, and since then he's been skiing on vacation, and you know, it's on autopilot. And that's kfira, that's absolute Api Karsis. So the tachlis of Yetzir Mitzrayim is to us to understand that God's hashkocha is constantly, continuously over the whole world. And he says, b'chol dor v'dor, you have to demonstrate this, that the other nations of the world should see our emuna, that they should see our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yis'ames etzlam inyanzeh, and they should know that it's true. The purpose of this is to show the world, not only ourselves, to show the world. We do a lot of pisume nisa. The Dalai Komos is pisume nisa. We do a lot of things on Pesach, pisume nisa, to demonstrate and show the world. And he says, we say over here, Tachlis Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pirsum Hashem Yisbarach. This is the obligation for us to demonstrate that Hashem is omnipotent. Very, very beautiful idea. How many Lashonos, how many praises do we have in our Haggadah? So if you read our Haggadah, so it says over here that there are 10 praises. Okay? So he says we have 10 lashonos of praise over here. And the Per Aaron says, Choshiv kan asoro shvachim kineged asoro nisim. Kineged the Eser Makos. Okay, so let's count. I never take any gematria for granted. I always count them up. Chayon lahodos, lahalel, lishabeyach, lifoer, liromeim, lahader, livarech, lialei, Okales. It's not 10. It's 9. There are some girsas that add other words. But our girsa, which he says has 10, only has 9. Now he was very good at counting. So what's the error? What's the mistake over here? So he brings down over here that the Vilna Gaon explains this in the name of the Ravon. The Vilna Gaon says over here, absolutely beautiful. He says, only mentions 9 expressions. We could spend the entire night just talking about what each one of those 9 expressions is supposed to mean. I will not do that. It's very technical. There's, you know, diyukim and what this word means versus that word, not my style or a special interest. So we'll leave that for anybody that wishes to look it up. There are plenty of places I can give you to look it up. What each expression of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents, a different attribute, a different idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, you know what the 10th one is? Hallelujah. At the end, it says at the end of the paragraph, the nomar lufanov shiru chadosha hallelujah. So that is the 10th praise. And why is that? So he brings down, this is Kineged Asar Lishono Shoshevach Sha'amid David B'Sefer Tillim. David also has 10 expressions of praise. It's Kineged the Asara Makos, but it's also Kineged the 10 different types of Tehillim expressions that we use. Labatzeach, Mizmor, etc. Hallelujah is one of them. And he says the greatest expression of praise is Hallelujah. That includes all the other praises within it. And he says that's why the first 9 are separate. And the last, the 10th one, which is the greatest one, that's Hallelujah. And the Vilna Gaon adds to this. And the Vilna Gaon says, it's also Kineged the Esser Makos. The Vilna Gaon absolutely knew how to count as well. And he says the 10th one is this Hallelujah. And he says, Teisha HaMakos HaRishonos, the first 9 Makos, we were still Avadim to Paro. As great as Choshech was, at the end of Choshech, we were still Avadim to Paro. There's a limitation to the type of praise that a person who's an avid can say. As great as the 9 Makos were, at the end of the 9 Makos, we absolutely were still Avadim with Paro. And the Gemara in Megillah says, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? One of the other reasons, other than Chutz La'aretz, is because it was still Avodim to Achashverosh. At the end of Purim, the wonderful story that we just read a month ago, where we end up, Achashverosh taxing the Jewish people. He's taxing Mas Al Aretz V'yayam. We're still slaves. So you can't say a full hallel. You can't give total thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for freeing us if we're not totally free. So after the first 9 expressions of Hodah, there's still something lacking. It's not a full praise. Only at the end of the 10th Makkah, corresponding to Hallelujah, the Vilna Gaon says, Ein roi lo mashiru chadosha, until we reach the 10th Makkah. So this concept over here of shiru chadosha, Hallelujah, now we get to say it. Only at this conclusion over here, miyad, now after we say, we're out of Mitzrayim, now 10th Makkah, we'll leave Mitzrayim, now we finally have the right to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely and fully. This is a total geula. Until now, it's thank you very, very much, but it's not a complete thank you. So the 9 first expressions represent a limited or a lower level of thanks, as great as it is, and only when we finally leave Mitzrayim can we truly praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Vilna Gaon over here. Absolutely beautiful pshat. What exactly are we praising over here? So the Chochmas Aaron says over here that we use some very strange language in this paragraph of Lufikach. We thank, we give all the expressions of praise. Who are we thanking? Lemi, Shasalav Hussein of Alon, who is called Nisamela. That guy that did all of these miracles for us. Lemi, to who did it? That's a very funny expression. I'll give another answer to that a little bit later on. It's a very weird way of saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bari Olam, the Avishta, the me to the guy that took us out of Mitzrayim. Very strange language. So here he's medayik on the word le to me. This is a reminder about somebody that said me. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us from the guy that said me. Who was the guy that said me? Paro. Mi Hashem asher eshmal bekolo. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro and says, let my people go. And Paro responds, no, 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 I will not let them go. Says Beferish state in the song. So, no, 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 I will not let them go. Why? Because he said, who is this God? He took out his book of dead gods. He took out the book of everybody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you know, looking up under Jewish God, there's nothing over here. I don't know. Me, who is this Hashem? So, we're responding over here specifically. Le-mi. We're thanking Hashem because he took care of that guy that said me. And we specifically respond, he did call anisim ha-eile. It's also a strange expression. So this eile, the Chochmas Aaron brings down, is a reference to the pasuk in Shemos, Leman shisi oso sai eile bikirbi. God put all of these miracles into us. He did them all for us. So this Eila is also a reference to the pasuk. So they're like little code words over here, alluding to major ideas in the parsha that you could easily just gloss over if you don't really look into the strangeness of these words. He brings down from the Malbim another very interesting idea. Why is this Lufikach over here? Therefore. So he says this goes back to a couple of paragraphs ago, a couple of years ago, we learned Dayenu. And we said there, Alas Kama Vekama, Kfula, right? All the wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And he says, if we just said Dayenu, and we said every one of those things was so miraculous, that would have been enough. So then how much more so Lefikach? Now that we've expressed all of those wonderful ideas, that we've expressed everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, how much more so are we mechuyev to say hallo and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lefikach, therefore, after going through every one of these things that we have to thank Hashem for, b'chol dar v'dar, and in every generation, we are saved and have unbelievable miracles for us. So absolutely, lefikach, the Malbim says, we have to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This therefore connects not only back to the previous paragraph, b'chol dar v'dar, goes back to Dayenu. Every one of those miracles that you did for us would have been enough. So we have to thank you so much that you did all the miracles for us. Absolutely, we're required to express our thanks to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asked the same question over here that I asked before. How are we allowed to say Hallel on a nes that happened in Chutz Lawrence? Happened in Mitzrayim. So he brings down a very, very nice idea from the Marasha. He says, normally, b'chutz la'aretz, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzma osu ha'nes. Under normal circumstances, God, so to say, doesn't defile himself, kaviyochel, and leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutz la'aretz. We have great people, individuals. I know of one. I'm sure there are many others. He's a kohen. He refuses to leave Eretz Yisrael. There's a certain tumah that is rabbinically ordained on Eretz Akum, on chutz la'aretz. He's a kohen. He says it's forbidden for me to become tumah. He won't leave Eretz Yisrael. He won't go to his family simcha outside of Eretz Yisrael. He refuses to leave Eretz Yisrael, even though he's Tamei. Everybody's Tamei nowadays. We don't have the Paraduma. He refuses to leave Eretz Yisrael. A holy Yid. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachu is the same thing. He refuses to leave Eretz Yisrael. So when he does an ace for us in Portugal, when he does an ace for us in New York, so it's always via Shaliach. And that's why you don't have the right to say Hallo. Oh, Pesach night. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo shaliach, ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo v'atzmo, he himself went to Mitzrayim to take us out. Oh, even in Chutz La'aretz, if God comes, then you have a right to say hallo. A very, very nice, very, very nice pshat over here. And he says, this is connected over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodo v'atzmo hotzi, and therefore we say hallo on this nes. Brings down another idea in this parish called the Agudas Ezov, again from this wonderful Haggadah, the Beis Aaron. He says, Yitzias Mitzrayim was a nes in Chutz La'aretz. However, the same idea that I mentioned before, he says in a little bit of a different way, we were still avodim. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out, there's a complete geula. A person who's totally free, even in Chutz La'aretz, is allowed to say hallo. So, Belov Hachi, without that, you can't say hallo. But here, for the first time, whenever we've been in the Chutz La'aretz and we had a miracle occur to us, it wasn't a total emancipation. You know, when Baruch Hashem, the concentration camps were freed, as miraculous an emancipation as it could be, but it wasn't the complete emancipation. The only time we had a complete emancipation in Chutz La'aretz was Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because then we went, as we'll see later on in this paragraph, we went from being avodim to not being avodim at all. That's the only time that we didn't serve somebody else. We may have gotten away from a Hitler, Yimach Shem Ov Zichro, we got away from a Chmelnitsky, we got away from somebody, there was somebody else waiting in the wings. Here, when we left Mitzrayim, there was nobody waiting in the wings. If we had been zochet to it, Moshe Rabbeinu would have taken us into Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach would have come. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been Mashiach. We weren't zochet. There was nobody else waiting in the wings. It was only us that caused that Nebuch not to happen. There's a very interesting expression that we say amongst these expressions of geula, of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Likales. Likales is a very interesting word. Likales is one of those words that can be praise, or it can be the opposite of praise. Keles could mean a mockery or making fun of, the opposite of praise. So the Ritva says we shouldn't include this word. He has a different gears, so he says you shouldn't include the word kilus, because it's too close to having an expression that could be misunderstood, Rachmanu Litzlan, as not praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says the gears over here should not be lekales. We should leave that out. Others disagree. And others bring down Afalpi Sheyesh Kilus Loshon Ginai. But we have a famous expression brought down from Eov. Yagid Olav Reyehu. We would say in the vernacular, look at the context. So if the other eight expressions that are used over here are praise, then some of this is praise too. And therefore, that's why it's included in our Haggadah. And he brings down that the god Mercury, Markilus, is a play on this idea also. The name was Kilus. Mercury was Kilus. We changed it to Markulis. So we change it from kilus, which means praise, to kulis, which means ginai. Because the one thing that we're allowed to poke fun at and to, you know, diss is an avodah zara. That's the one thing that we have the right. We're not big believers in putting people down. Even if they're rishayim, we try to change them to be tzaddikim. We don't like to put people down. The one exception to the rule is an oved avodah zara and avodah zara itself. So we coined the term markulis, not markilus. Mar means to be mahafech, so we flip it around and we change this kilus to kulus, which again changes praise into dissing or disparaging. So here, even though there could be a mistake, so the post can say yagid ov l'vareyehu, since it's in the context of all praise, nobody's going to make the mistake and think that this word lekales means to chas v'shalom denigrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mentioned before that we don't say the shame of Hashem, but me sha'asu nisim la'avoseinu. So why don't we say Hashem's name? It's very strange. So here I have from Rav Yerucham Levovitz, Zatzal, the Amir Rosh Yeshiva, the Amir Mashkiach. And he says, here's where he said it, before he wasn't the one that said it. He says here, we don't say the shame of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'feirish. We say, l'mi sha'asu nisim. Why is that? He says, this is the whole idea. Our tafkid in this world is to see hidden things. We live in a time of Hester Ponim. There is no open miracles. You can't go to the Beis Hamikdash and see a daily miracle. You can't go and go to the Navi and have the Navi tell you what's going to happen and be 100% right 100% of the time. We don't live in that time. We live in a time what's called Hester Ponim, when God's presence is hidden. It's not easily discernible. And that's why B'davka, the Magid of the Haggadah, wants to tell us over here, you got to look for God. Who did all these miracles to us? The one that took us out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't a United Nations resolution that took us out of Mitzrayim and created the land of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't the Balfour Declaration. It wasn't a Security Council vote. It wasn't President Trump. It wasn't some other individual in history that gave us Eretz Yisrael. Not even David Friedman. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's hidden. That's not so obvious. The Six-Day War is the greatest miracle that I could say we saw in our time. An open miracle 50 years ago, coming this June. An open, clear miracle. And we don't see it. We don't see the hidden hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the puppeteer behind the puppets. We see the puppets, we don't see the puppeteer. So that's why it's phrased in this sort of a L'mi sha'asa nisim la'avoseinu. Who is that? Our job is to go and see the Yad Hashem. Our job, he says, Rav Yerucham says, we have to go look for the Yad Hashem. And the Magid is telling us over here, look for it, it's there. You just got to look, it's so obvious. Rav Hutner Zatzal, the Pachad Yitzchak, brings down a similar idea. He says, this is the style of the Haggadah. It's question and answers. It's a Socratic method over here. Who is the one? We asked a lot of questions. Manish Tana. Kids ask questions. So the Baal HaGadah is asking us over here, and who is the one that took us out of Mitzrayim? And everybody should respond. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Who? L'misha asinis la vaseinu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should realize this. This is like the style of the Haggadah, he says. We should realize that this is like a rhetorical question for us. None of these things just happened. You know, the Jewish people had this great strategy. They tricked Paro. They created a plague, and he said, okay, you can go. That's not how it happened. And that's the chiddush over here Rav Huttner wants to tell us. We have this idea that we have a different wording in this language, in this paragraph over here, than we have in the next part in the bracha that we're going to say right before we drink the second kos. If you see over here in this paragraph, it uses the lashon Sha'asa la'avoseinu vilanu. We thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for taking out our forefathers and us. Well, you tell both of us, you took us both out. Very good. But you then say in the bracha, Vasher Golanu, you have a different lashon. It says over there, it says the lashon, Asher Golanu vilavoseinu. So how come there's a difference over here? First, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking our fathers out and us. But the gula, we say expression, the gula, us, and then our fathers. So he has a very interesting diuk. He says that there's a difference between thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a nes that happened that we're very thankful for, that you took us out of Mitzrayim, you took our fathers out, we have to thank you for doing that for them first. When it comes to an individual geula, it says the geula, a person comes first. Before even somebody else in your family, that you had the geula over here, you're not just thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is a personal geula that happened to you, so you have to go and thank Hashem first for yourself before you thank Hashem for Nisan that he did to other members of your family. So if it's just a pure thanks, you thank first for your parents. But if it's something that directly happened to you, we were Goel, so when it talks about the actual Geula, not just thanking Hashem, so you have to mention your Geula first, even before your parents. Interesting idea as well. If you look carefully in the paragraph, there are five expressions in the second part of the paragraph. Abdus l'cheirus, yogon l'simcha, eva l'yom tov, afeila l'yargodo, shibud l'gula. What do these five expressions represent? It sounds a little bit repetitive. It sounds like they're all telling the same thing. So there are many, many different ideas that are expressed over here. I'll just give you four, real quick, four beautiful ideas. First one he brings down from the Sefer, Shnayim Miyodeya. He says that the zugos, the pairs over here of ideas that are brought down, they're all doubled. They're all certain types of ideas. Each one is a separate, unique unit. Each one has two extremes to it. There's the extreme over here, me avdus, you took us out from absolute servitude. Well, it would have been great if you just took us out of the absolute servitude. Well, we could have worshipped for somebody else. It wouldn't be so bad for us. Like many times, you know, you get through this bad time and thank God the next dictator is a little bit more benign. So that would have been fine. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us not only from avdus to not being avdus, but you took us to cheirus. He took us to the other extreme. You didn't have to take us all the way there. It would have been enough if you just got us out of Abdus, but you're taking us to Cheirus. And a similar idea with all the others. He says, you took us over here, Miyagon Nesimcha. You know, it would have been enough if we just didn't have Yagon. We didn't have this horrible sorrow, this anguish. Okay, so we'd be, middle of the road. We just have to take one or two Xanaxes a day instead of being on a full dose. That would have been fine. No, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You took us miyagon to simcha. You took us to joy, to happiness. Not just we're not depressed anymore, but we're okay. But we're thrilled, we're happy. And a similar idea with Eva Leontov. Somebody's not navelus. Okay, Baruch Hashem, you're no longer navelus. A huge load is taken off you. But it doesn't mean you're in simcha. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the extreme. You took us from one extreme to all the way to the other extreme. He took us from despondence of being an ovel, all the way to simcha, absolute joy. Afeilo Lior Gadol. He took us out from complete darkness, from absolute lack of any light. Okay, so give us a little light. No, you took us Lior Gadol. He also brings down, Mefarshim bring down over here. Normally that's very dangerous. A person ever wakes up in a dark room and turns on the light, you automatically you squint, you know, you have to close your eyes. It takes a while for your eyes to react. That's why a person gets their eyes dilated. It's very uncomfortable if you look at light. You have to put on dark glasses or you don't have a very well-lit room because your eyes can't adjust and so much light is coming in. It's painful. If you go from an absolutely dark room to a suddenly bright room, everybody's going to squint and close their eyes. So normally, the normal way of things here is bad. So when it says, Afeilo Lior Gadol, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an ace within an ace, and it wasn't even painful. And that's because this Or Gadol is a reference to the Torah. And the Torah is 100% beneficial. There's nothing bad about the Torah. A person can never overdose on Torah. Never, there are many things you can overdose on. You can overdose on pleasure. You can overdose certainly on all sorts of terrible vices. You can overdose on a lot of things in the world. The one thing you can never have too much of, I always use the expression chocolate cake. You know, how many pieces of chocolate cake can you have? You know, I can go to about 20, 25. Even me, at 25 pieces, I'm hard-pressed. I can usually get it in, but the 26th piece is not as enjoyable. The 26th Tosos is just as enticing and appetizing as the first 25. That's the beauty of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the most enjoyable thing in the world is Torah. You can never overdose on Torah. That's this idea. It wasn't dangerous. You went from absolute nothing. The light doesn't bother you. There's absolutely nothing bad about the Torah. The Abarbanel says over here, these five expressions over here, we were under subjugation from somebody else. Hayu nichnoyim tachas yad acherim. So therefore, we have to go from Abdus to Cheirus. This is an expression to teach us that we went from being subjugated to no longer being subjugated. He said, Mishibud Legula, what does that express over here? That's not talking about subjugation. That's talking about the hard work. That's a different aspect of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. An Eved could be an Eved. No, people in the tax season, right, they're Avodim. My father, Oliver Shalom, is an accountant in the tax season. So he got home very, very late. He looked forward to Pesach because it usually was the end of the tax season. It's not the only reason, but that was a side benefit. So he wasn't a slave in the sense of a slave, but he had hard work. It was very hard work, difficult work. That's the aspect of Yemishibud Lugula that it's coming to teach us. The next aspect, Yogon L'Simcha, is a very interesting idea. Jewish people are only supposed to be servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It pains us to not be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we have to serve another master, it goes against our grain. There are other people not so bothered by working for somebody else. There are plenty of people that are more than happy to tell me what to do. I work 9 to 5, and I'm more than happy. Just tell me what to do, and give me my paycheck. I'll go to the bar, and I'm happy afterwards. That's a different approach than the Yid. We were upset. It bothered us. That's what's expressed over here. Miyogun l'simcha. When we had to serve somebody else, it was painful to us. Even if the work wasn't painful, even if they weren't tyrannical towards us. Just the fact that we're not serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the expression, Me'yogun L'Simcha. The next aspect over here is Me'evel Yom Tov. He says, we didn't have a day of rest. We didn't have time off. So it was a constant oppression. You know, you get a break. People love the weekend. It refreshes you. Oh, I took a vacation. I'm refreshed. I renewed my battery. We're expressing over here the thanks to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We had no breaks. Mitzrayim didn't give us furloughs. They didn't give us, paid off time. So that's the expression, Avel to Yontif. And finally, the last expression, Afeilu Lior Gadol, he said this is the expression of that we weren't able to properly be Maminim. Our spirituality was taken away from us under the Shibud. When a person is working so hard and he's so beaten down, it's very hard to be spiritual. It's very hard to be an Oved Hashem, to have true emunah in that setting. Individuals, great individuals can do it. The average person has difficulty. We're expressing that idea, Me'afeilo Lior Gadol. The Maral gives another teretz. He says, very simple. These five things expressed over here are kineged, the five miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Yod Chazokah, Zroa Netuya, Mora Gadol, Oso Samovsim. It's five kineged five. We thank Hashem with these expressions over here. Kineged, the five examples, we've talked about them in the past, I won't go into them now, what each of those Yod Chazakah reprimands, Zroa Netuyo, what that represents. So we thank Hashem, quid pro quo. Each of the ways you did miracles for us, we're now thanking you. And the final expression is the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. The Gra says over here that these aren't all Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're taking the opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for other things here as well. And he says, Avdus L'chairus, that's Mitzrayim. Yeah, that's representing Mitzrayim. He says, Yogon L'simcha, that's Kriyas Yamsuf. So the first expression is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yitzias Mitzrayim. 7 days later, we had another tremendous miracle called Yitzias Mitzrayim, the seventh day, called Kriyas Yamsuf. The seventh day of Pesach is Parsha Shira. We read Oz Yashir because that's the day we cross the Yamsuf. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here for the miracle at the Yam. That's Yogon L'simcha. He says, Evel refers to the Maisei HaEgel. Why is that? Because it says, Vayis'ablu. So here we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not wiping us out at the Maisei HaEgel. And you gave us Yom Kippur. The conclusion of the Egel was Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim and comes down on Yom Kippur and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave you. So this over here is Evel Yom Tov is going from Tisha B'Av, or Shivasa B'Tamuz, literally, the Maisa of the Egel, all the way up over there to Yom Kippur. Then he says, Afela, that's referring over here to all the darkness, all the Nebuch, bad things we did in the Midbar, and the Or Gadol, that's a reference to Eretz Yisrael. And he concludes, and he says, the Shibud L'Gula, that was the building of the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, that's what that refers to. So this is not just Yitzias Mitzrayim thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a much more global thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I've just about run out of time over here. I'll just conclude with one last idea of this Shira Chadosha, and we'll end with the Gematria. So the Shira Chadosha, what does this mean over here, this Shira Chadosha at the very end? It's a very strange expression. So a number of terutzim are given over here as well for this Shira Chadosha, what it expresses. So one idea is it expresses is the Dvar Aaron says, this is Hahalo Sherot Salomar Achshav. Now, at the conclusion, essentially, of Magid, we went through the entire Haggadah. We want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we can say Shira Chadosha, but it's not just enough about Mitzrayim. We're looking forward to the real Shira, and that's why it's called Chadosha, Tchias HaMeisim. This is an allusion to Tchias HaMeisim. That's Chadosh, that's new. We're looking to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Mechaya HaMeisim, that's the bracha that we really want to make over here. And we're alluding to that. V'nomar, we're going to say in the future tense, V'nomar, we look forward to being able to really give you thanks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Shira Chadosha, like no praise has ever been given to you before. It's one thing to be saved. It's another thing to have Tchias HaMeisim. So that's what we're really looking forward to over here. So that's one answer that he gives. Another answer, is again also about the future, and this is Mashiach coming. We're saying v'nomar. We want to say in the future. We're not saying this on the past. This is a Shira Chadosha. We're expressing a new song that's never been sung here before. We're looking forward to singing this song in the future. The Meherav Yameinu should be this year that we really sing this Shira Chadosha, expressing this whole new idea. Another aspect of this is that the Shira Chadosha that we're talking about over here is, if you did all these things for us, we'll be zoche to be able to sing new Shira Chadosha. And if we thank you properly, there's nothing that causes somebody to be nice. If you're thankful to your boss, he wants to be nicer to you. If you're thankful to your parents, they just want to be nicer to you. If you're thankful to a friend that did you a favor, he looks forward to doing a favor to you. Kaviyachal, our Father in Heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we truly give praise on this night, if we truly say hallel, if we really mean the praise that we're saying, you know what God says? I want to give them more. I want to give them more. And finally, we'll conclude with one little gematria, the word hallelujah. The gematria of the word hallelujah is 86. What's the significance of 86 over here? So he brings down, this is a remez, anu mahalun l'ashem, shahotzianu mimitzrayim, shahayu mishubadim ba pei vav shadim. We were slaves in Mitzrayim for 86 years. Now, where does that come from? A lot of different explanations how many years we were slaves. We all know the famous idea, Hava Nischak Balo. We better start throwing the Jewish babies in because there's this low, this guy is going to be born in 36 years, Moshe Rabbeinu. So 116 years before we left Mitzrayim, that's when they started causing us. Hava Nischak Balo. We better outsmart that guy that's going to be born. So we better start putting together all these devices to subjugate the Jews. So that's a famous idea. Redu, we were down there for 210 years. Kates, it was 190 years of Shibud. Where's this 86 years of Shibud? So this Hallelujah represents the 86 years that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you saved us after those 86 years. So he says the gematria of Miriam over here is Miriam was born, Miriam was born 86 years before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Miriam's name is Mar, Miriam. It's an expression of bitterness. That's really when the Koshi of the Shibud started, with the birth of Miriam. Shortly after that, Amram and Yocheved split apart. They said, this is terrible, that they're causing so much trouble for the Jewish people. So he wants to suggest that this is the 86 years, we're giving special thanks here. Benomar, Shira, Hadosha, Hallelujah, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 86 toughest years of Mitzrayim, we recognize that we deserve that punishment. We recognize that Baruch Hashem, you took us out of Mitzrayim. And we're giving Hodah a special Hallelujah for those 86 years that are marumas, that are alluded to in the gematria of Hallelujah and are alluded to in the name of Miriam. So I hope you have something to now say it to Seder. Yitz Hashem, this should be a true aliyah for the neshamas of both my holy father, Yosef Nissim ben Yecheskel, as well as my mother, who I'm in the year of Avelis, Hareni Kaparis Mishkova, Chana Bas Mei Avram. I thank you all for coming. There's refreshments in the back. I take full responsibility for the refreshments. My parents would have been shocked if I had fruits or vegetables out there. They like tanash. I like tanash. There's only candy and nash out there. So I apologize. I take full responsibility. Land with the Kaddish. Rabbi Chanani Menakashim. Ratzal Kosh Baruch Lezakus Is Yisrael. Lefi Kochir B'lem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar. Adonai Chofetz L'man Tziko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.